You will listen to a talk on the Nairobi National Park. Listen to the talk and answer questions 1 to 7. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 3. Listen and answer questions 1 to 3.
Welcome to the resort. I am Peter Mabutu, the manager here, and I will also be your guide for the safari to Nairobi National Park. You will find some exceptional features here that are hard to find in any other national park. First, it is the closest park to an urban area in the world, situated only 7 kilometers from Nairobi City. It is one of the smallest national parks in Africa and the oldest in Kenya. National parks in Kenya are home to the Big Five, that is the lion, leopard, rhino, elephant and the African buffalo. However, Nairobi National Park and Nakuru National Park do not have elephants, because they have been shifted to avoid animal-human encounters.
Before you listen to the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 4 to 7. Now answer questions 4 to 7.
An added attraction is the walking trails. But follow the guide and stay close to each other. Remember, this is the land of animals, and their rule is supreme. You cannot tell when an animal might just come out of nowhere, but the guide is aware because of his experience. While at the park, you will be taken around in our open rooftop buses. Photography and video shooting are allowed on the trail. But hunting is an offense that can lead to life imprisonment. So, do not engage in any such activity. During your trip, you will probably see lions, giraffes and zebras, wildebeests and antelopes in some areas of the park. You are requested to be quiet during the trip so that the animals are not frightened away. Here, in the hut resort, you will find an animal orphanage on the left of the entrance, which treats and rehabilitates sick and injured wild animals. Currently, there are some smaller and big animals and baboons at the orphanage. The orphanage has 3 leopard cubs whose mother was unfortunately killed by a pack of hyenas. You can view them from a distance while they are being fed. You may drop any amount of your choice in the donation box at the reception. It will go towards rehabilitation and care of the animals here. The dining area across the orphanage is an ideal place to pep yourself up with a cool drink or a snack. Meals are served with ambient music playing in the background. On Saturdays and Sundays, budding musicians and some local bands perform at a live music concert there. Tourists can also sing or play in the orchestra. Also, you can enjoy the single-day walking trail of the forest. The 5-day trail is not being conducted currently. If you have any questions, you can approach me or any of the game wardens at the park. Enjoy your stay with us. Thank you.